Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, November the 7th. Well, I write most of my own material, so this program is not in reruns right now, unlike some of your favorite TV programs like The Daily Show and The Colbert Report or The Tonight Show or Conan O'Brien. A number of programs, TV programs, have gone into immediate repeats this week because of the strike by the Writers Guild of America, whose members write the scripts for TV shows and films. We'll talk about why the writers went on strike and how it will affect your television viewing, or how it could change what we see on TV in the future if the strike lasts long. Our guest is Joanne Weintraub, TV critic for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and we will wonder what questions you have about this, or if you want to know how long your favorite TV show will be around in fresh broadcasts, anyway. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Plus, we'll welcome your thoughts on whether you side with the writers of the TV shows and films or the networks and the studios, which failed to reach a contract this week, causing the strike. Are you bummed or not at all? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Joanne Weintraub joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's set the scene with the characters first. What is the Writers Guild of America?
The Writers Guild of America represents most, but not all, TV writers. And when I say most, but not all, it does represent all of the people who write for what we think of as normal scripted shows, dramas, comedies, and also talk shows. But it doesn't include news shows, mm-hmm. and more interestingly, these days, it doesn't include reality shows.
Mm-hmm.
So that one of the effects we're going to see, if this lasts more than another 3 or 4 weeks, and most Hollywood insiders believe that it is going to last for quite a long time, is that we're going to see more reality shows. Reality shows are called unscripted, but obviously somebody writes the words that Jeff Probst says, the host of Survivor, or that Heidi Klum, the host of Project Runway on cable, says. Those writers, however, and this has been contentious in past contract negotiations, but it's not the reason for the strike. Reality TV writers are not covered under the Writers Guild contract.
Right. So the writers who are with the Writers Guild of America, what's their beef?
They had several, but what it mostly boils down to is they feel that they're not getting a big enough cut of DVD sales. And right now, I believe they're not getting any cut at all of revenues from online airings of shows. I was going to say online broadcast, but it's not really a broadcast. It's just an online presentation of shows. Right now, these are not bringing in a significant amount of money to the networks, and that's why the networks don't want, they don't know what this revenue source is going to be, and they don't want to give any of it up.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, you know, as anybody who consumes online information can tell you, this is getting to be a bigger and bigger part of the way people do watch TV and consume news and do everything else, and the writers want a cut of it.
Yeah, so this is just some sort of streaming on the internet of a TV show?
Well, it's more than just some sort of streaming. I mean, it's streaming. It's also downloads on telephones,
okay.
Downloads
mm-hmm.
on your laptop, on your desktop, on your iPhone. And, you know, iTunes charges $1.99 for some of these episodes. And clearly some of this is going to the networks. The networks want to keep it all to themselves, and the writers It's not hard to understand why the writers want a piece of this.
Sure. And as for the DVD sales, too, I just anecdotally
know... Right, DVD sales is another part of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who will buy a full season of some favorite TV show on DVD, and maybe that's how they even watch it rather than watching it on television.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And this is a trend. I mean, this is not a static situation. You know, as everyone knows, I mean, as more and more things are available on the internet, that's the way that younger people are increasingly going.
Yeah. So the studios and the networks are holding firm, saying, "Hey, we can't afford to give you a cut of the DVD sales either."
Right. Right. Well, mm-hmm. I believe they do have a cut of the DVD sales.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a very small cut.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the same thing is true for movie writers.
Yeah. We are talking with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel TV critic Joanne Weintraub about the writer's strike and how it is or could affect what we see on TV. Have you noticed that shows like The Daily Show are in reruns now? Do you have a favorite TV show that you're following and are worried about it? Or do you just get the DVDs and don't watch that much regular TV anyway? 1-800-642-1234. We welcome your questions and thoughts about the writer's strike. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's coming up on 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, November the 7th. Coming up this afternoon, it's Ben Marins, At Issue with Ben Marins, between 4 and 6. Join Ben as he talks about current issues of the day. We are talking this hour about the writer's strike and how it's affecting what we see on TV and how it might affect what we see on TV if it lasts long. And it's being predicted that it could be a long one. Do you care? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We are talking with Joanne Weintraub, TV critic for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And our first caller is Dee in Potosi. Hi, Dee. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I absolutely support the writers. I believe that the whole idea of alleged reality programming is so that they can undercut writers. And look what we get. We get garbage. We really need good quality writing so that we have any television worth watching. Go writers. I hope that they are able to get in their contracts that however technology changes, and it will continue to change, that they get a fair share.
Mm-hmm. Joanne, a reaction?
Well, I have something that's going to make Dee even more unhappy, and that's that yesterday entertainmentweekly.com reported that, just to put things in perspective, by the way, the last strike, which was 19 years ago in 1988, the last writer's strike lasted for 22 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And the betting is that this one will last approximately that long, too. Some people say it will last longer. The longer it goes on, CBS apparently is now in talks to bring Big Brother, which to my mind is one of the bottom-of-the-barrel reality shows,
so bad.
Back in January rather than the summer.
Mm.
And to just add insult to injury, this would not mean that they're not going to bring it back in the summer as well. So we may very well get a double dose of Big Brother.
And that this is because the reality shows, the little writing that's done on those programs is done by writers who aren't a part of the Writers Guild.
Exactly. Which, as I said, has been a contentious issue in past negotiations, but it's something that the Writers Guild dropped this time because they just weren't getting anywhere with it.
Yeah. And there, there already are a lot of these reality shows. There's so many
yes,
of
them. Yes, there are.
And that's because they're cheap?
It's partly because they're cheap, but don't forget, it's partly because people watch them. You know,
yeah.
They don't put Big Brother on because it costs $1.27. They put Big Brother on because people want to watch it. I don't want to watch it. You don't want to watch it. The caller from Potosi doesn't want to watch it. I don't know one person who admits to loving Big Brother, but it's a very popular show. Let's not forget that.
Yeah. Well. So, if immediately what we're seeing this week are the various the Comedy Central's Daily Show,
yeah,
and the Colbert Report.
Yeah.
They're in reruns, and they will continue to be in reruns as long as this strike goes.
Unless somebody decides to wing it. Now, somebody like Craig Ferguson, who's the late night host on CBS, and who's a wonderful storyteller, could conceivably decide to go out there and just do his thing. It's difficult, and it's also complicated by the fact that a lot of these comics are writers too. They write, mm-hmm, a lot of their own material, and a lot of them, Jay Leno comes to mind right away, have come out very staunchly in support of the writers. So,
yeah, I saw him out on a picket line.
He's been out on the picket line. Tina Fey, who of course was the head writer for Saturday Night Live before she starred in 30 Rock and still does a lot of writing for 30 Rock, she was on the picket line in New York. So, you know, there's a conflict here. The stars, for the most part, particularly the talk show hosts, are on the side of the writers, which means that not only would it be difficult for them to get out there and wing it without a prepared monologue, but they might not even want to do it just on principle.
Yeah, I read that Ellen did not tape. She was supporting the writers and didn't. I think had a rebroadcast or two this week, but
right
now she's in the news saying that her contract requires her to the show must go on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm looking, you pointed us to an LA Times article on some of the shows that are immediately in repeat,
mm-hmm,
and other shows and how they might be affected down the road. And I was just looking at this late night list, the Colbert Report, The Daily Show, Saturday Night Live, The Tonight Show, The Conan O'Brien Show, Jimmy Kimmel Live. But the Letterman Show isn't listed there.
I'm not sure why it isn't. I believe the Letterman Show is already in repeat.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah.
But a program like Nightline, which is a news program, will remain live because,
mm-hmm,
it's not a Writers Guild a program.
Exactly. It'd be interesting to see what this does to the ratings of Nightline.
Yeah, well, what about the ratings? What is this going to do to these programs that that are ready in repeats?
Well, you know, this remains to be seen, and. Not to paint too gloomy a picture for viewers, this might also nudge the networks into, and it's a shame that it takes a labor dispute to do this. It's going to cost a lot of working people a lot of money, and the networks a lot of money. But this might nudge some of the networks into putting something a little different on the air. So maybe some listeners have read that NBC was talking about airing some of the original British episodes of The Office, which are very funny. I mean, they take a little getting used to. They're very British. They're very, droll and dry. And frankly, when I watched them on BBC America a couple of years ago, I'd say it took me 4 or 5 episodes to get the joke. I kept watching, mm-hmm, because, other critics had told me how much they were enjoying them. They got fabulous reviews when they were on in Britain. But don't be surprised if once in a while you actually see something interesting replacing the same old, same old.
Brad in Twin Lakes is with us now. Hi, Brad. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I was just wondering if other cast and crew members from TV shows, such as actors, actresses, directors, producers, if they receive a cut from online revenues.
Do you know, John?
I don't believe they do. And again, I want to separate this from DVDs. They're two slightly, mm-hmm, different issues. People do get a small cut of DVDs right now that... all the different unions believe that's too small. One thing that's happening is that the Screen Actors Guild and the Directors Guild of America, who also have contracts that are expiring within the next couple of years, are watching to see what happens with the Writers Guild. And while they have not walked out, obviously it's going to affect, you know, if nobody writes, nobody's going to be acting or directing either. But these people also have their trade unions, their guilds, and they're going to be watching to see what happens.
Anything else, Brad?
Nope.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Thanks very much. So I sort of tongue-in-cheek asked the question at the beginning of the program, are there any heroes or villains in this script? What's your take on that, Joanne? Any bad guys, good guys in this?
Well, yeah, I mean, since I'm a critic and I'm used to expressing my opinion, mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard to be really sympathetic with the studios. You know, we're not. There are writers like, you know, Tina Fey, high profile writers, who are making hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not in some cases more than that a year. But the average writer, according to the Writers Guild, makes $30,000 a year, which is less than some people are making.
Who are listening right now?
Who are listening and. That's not because their weekly salary is low. It isn't. It's because maybe they only work 10 weeks out of a year because that's all the work they can get. The studios, meanwhile, while they're not, TV and movie studios have lost the license to print money that they once appeared to have. They're not in any danger of starving. So it is, I mean, it's everybody who produces any sort of content, including people at newspapers, including people at even public radio stations, I mean, is thinking these days about how to survive in a world that increasingly is moving online. You have to go where consumers are, where your audience is. And you have to, and this is a word I swore would never cross my lips, but you have to monetize this situation. You have to figure out how to charge for it.
Did you say monetize?
Yes, I did. Isn't that a terrible thing to say? You have to figure out how to make some money off it.
Mm-hmm.
TV is not free. TV is supported by commercials. But TV online and movies online and everything else online is not supported by ads yet to the extent that it is in the broadcast world.
We're talking with Joanne Weintraub, TV critic for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, about the writer's strike and how that's going to affect what we see on TV. It already is. Lots of daily shows are in reruns already. We'll talk more in our next half hour about some of the primetime scripted series. They have episodes through maybe January. Some of them don't. We'll talk about which shows will be ending sooner rather than later if this writer's strike goes on, and many are predicting it will go on. And wondering if you care, what questions you have. 1-800-642-1234. Is your TV watching in jeopardy? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 6:36 on this Wednesday, November the 7th. The impact of a strike by television and film writers is becoming more evident as the walkout entered its third day, according to the Associated Press. Production on at least six sitcoms was halted because of the strike, and the hit ABC drama Desperate Housewives was scheduled to finish filming its last episode yesterday because it had run out of scripts. And I saw on the news yesterday that taping was disrupted by the protesting or the picketers for the striking writers. So we're talking about this writer's strike, how it is affecting what we watch on TV right now, and how it might change what we see on TV in the weeks to come if the strike lasts much longer. Talking with our guest about what's behind this strike and what it will mean, how it might change the nature of our television viewing. And we're welcoming your thoughts and questions. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Do you have a favorite TV show that you're concerned about that may not finish off its season? Are you a fan of shows like The Daily Show, which is in reruns right now? Does it bother you that it is in reruns? Will you continue watching it? Or what is it? What is it about? Do you not watch TV at all? We did get a couple of calls saying that they don't care that the writers are on strike because they don't watch TV. Well, you do, don't you? You admit it. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Our guest is Joanne Weintraub, TV critic for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And we talked about these programs that are in immediate rerun already. What about some of these series, the primetime series? Which ones are in, I guess, jeopardy the most that are going to be ending sooner than we would like them to?
Well, one that hasn't started yet that's in some danger that people have asked me about frequently is Lost on ABC, which is going to be starting in either January or February. They only have about half of the 16 episodes ready, and that's a show, of course, because it's kind of I don't want to say it's a nighttime soap, but it's very suspenseful. And because they don't air reruns, or reruns don't work very well during the season, once the eight that they have written start going on the air in mid-season, that is it. Talk about a cliffhanger. That's going to be sort of strange to see. 24 is also in jeopardy because they had a double whammy. That also was going to start in January. They might have to put off when it starts so they can run it every week. Because in addition to not having all their episodes in the can, they also had to put off shooting because of the fires. They shoot south of Los Angeles, and they were affected by the fires around San Diego. So 24 and Lost, fans of those have more to lose than most of the other shows.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring up the drunk driving arrest and of the star.
That too. The drunk driving arrests of about five of the stars over the years.
Yeah.
As somebody joked, you know, there's something in the water over at the Lost set, and it seems to be rum.
Oh yeah. So 24 is a program that isn't on in the fall. It actually season starts in the next year. Well, let's take another caller, Michael in Milwaukee. Hi, Michael.
Hello there.
Hi.
You mentioned that there were people that called in that didn't care about these writers being on strike because they don't watch TV, and I just wanted to illustrate. That I don't watch TV much either myself, but the simple principle of unions in general gave a lot of people advantages like breaks and vacation time and stuff like that because of unions. And a lot of people don't recognize that, and that kind of makes me upset. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I mean, that's hard to disagree with, but one thing, it's not a but, it's an and. One thing I'll also add is that last time this happened, 19 years ago, it was estimated to have cost the entertainment industry $500 million. Not all of that comes out of the pockets of the studios or the writers. There are a lot of people who depend for their drivers and food caterers and people like that who are also put out of work by this. So it's a serious labor matter. I mean, the caller is right. This is not just about the rich trying to get richer. I mean, this is going to put a lot of hardworking people in the Los Angeles area, some of whom are only sort of tangentially attached to entertainment, but make their livings from it. It's going to put them out of work too.
Yeah, what I hear a lot about Grey's Anatomy. Is that like one of the biggest hits of the season?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Let me cheat here and see what the LA Times has to say about this. Since they had about 25 people calling all these shows because you know, as they say, LA like Washington is a company town. They don't see anything specifically about Grey's Anatomy. Which is a shame, because that's a very popular show. It looks like most of the comedies and dramas have a full season of about 22 episodes. They seem to have somewhere between 5 and 18 completed. I mentioned 30 Rock a while ago. 30 Rock is one that's not in good shape. They only have 9 out of 22, and I believe they've already run about 4 or 5 of them. So after another month, 30 Rock goes into reruns.
Yeah. And besides CBS saying it might bring back Big Brother sooner in January than they normally would, are there any other already plans in the works for that kind of thing, another reality show?
Well, I think we're probably going to see more of shows like Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, which is not my idea of a good time. I do have to say, you know, I mean, you can sort of, as a viewer, you can look at this proactively and say, okay, what should I watch? One show that I think is one of the best, if not the best, reality shows on TV starting November 14th on Bravo and back for its fourth season is Project Runway, which is a fashion design competition. And believe me, you can't tell since this is radio, but I'm really not that interested in fashion. You can tell from the way I dress. But this is, to me, a completely entertaining and fascinating show. It's got 15 mid-career fashion designers vying for essentially a big contract and the big time. And one of the things that's so much fun about it is that, yeah, it's about the world of high fashion, but it's also about talent. I mean, think of that. People who actually are good at something, people who are very good at something with a lot of visual appeal, competing to be better. And it's a lot of fun, Project Runway on Bravo. That won't be interrupted.
We are talking with the TV critic for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and welcoming your thoughts and questions about the Hollywood writer's strike and how it's affecting what we see on TV right now and how it might change what we see on TV in the near future. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. 14 minutes before 7 o'clock, coming up after 7, we'll be talking with a guest who says, stop lying to yourself. You love Dennis Kucinich. We'll wonder if you do, coming up after 7. Right now, we wonder if you love TV shows or not. And we're talking about the strike by the Writers Guild of America and how that has put a number of our favorite shows in reruns immediately, like The Daily Show and other daily programs. Late night gab fests are in repeat right now, and how it's going to affect our TV viewing in the weeks to come if this is a long strike. And it probably is. Our guest is Joanne Weintraub. She is the television critic for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And our number is 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Our next caller is Steve in Madison. Hi, Steve. You're on the air.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very good.
Good. I'm a person that watches a number of these shows online, and I'm wondering if the writers get what they want and are getting, you know, some residuals from this online showing, is there a possibility that the networks then would start charging for that?
You know, that's a good question, but what they're, without seeming to be an apologist for the writers, and after all, I write for a living myself, I don't think they're asking for a huge cut of this. The problem is that it's not cost efficient to charge small amounts of money for downloaded material. It works for iTunes because they've got a system for doing it. It doesn't work nearly as well for the networks. So I think the short answer is probably no. Your online viewing is your free online viewing, it sounds like, is probably not in danger. Can I ask if the caller is still there what you download?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I just gave up using my VCR, so now I watch usually Desperate Housewives and Brothers and Sisters and Heroes and Journeyman and some others.
That's a lot of stuff to download. I'm kind of impressed. You're a real 21st century guy.
I guess one other quick question, too. Is there anything that you know about Jericho?
Jericho is starting in mid-season, and apparently all seven of the seven episodes, it's going to be a really short season, all seven of the seven are completed.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So somebody out there even knows what's happening in Jericho, though not me.
Thank you very much, Steve, and you're right. Boy, downloading all those programs. I'm looking at Journeyman, expected to complete 13 of 13 episodes, has not yet received an order for a full season.
Right, which is typical for a first-season show.
Yeah. And Dave in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
I called earlier and said that ever since they canceled Keen Eddie, I try not to watch TV at all. But I do watch 24, actually pretty addicted to it. But my real question is that I've only been on the road here for 25 minutes on the way to work. Can you kind of review what the issues are? Is it just money? It seems to me like there's many more residual things with most strikes that I'm aware of. And I'll just hang up to get kind of briefed on it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, a lot of people probably joined and don't know the issues behind the strike. You want to review that, Joanne?
Yeah, there are two major issues. The writers want a bigger cut of DVD sales. Currently, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's fairly puny. And they want a cut. Currently, they're not getting anything of online airings of the shows, whether they're on iTunes or whether they're on the network sites. The network sites currently don't charge for downloads of their shows, but at some point somebody's making money off this and the writers want their cut. And just to also repeat something I said earlier, the reason that it's the writers walking out right now is simply because their contract expired. The Screen Actors Guild and the Directors Guild have similar concerns, and when their contracts are up within the next few years, they're watching very closely to see what's happening.
Yeah, and how far apart are the studios and networks and the writers on this? Is it a huge chasm?
Apparently, they're very far apart because they were negotiating right up until Sunday night. They brought in a federal mediator and no go. Yeah. So they're pretty far apart.
Yeah, and what I didn't know, you told us this in the last half hour, is that these writers, while there are a few that certainly make big bucks, most of them an average of about $30,000 a year, which
right.
is not big bucks.
Right, because there simply aren't that many weeks of work for the average writer.
Yeah. We have Joyce in Fussville, is that right, Fussville?
Footville.
Okay, I was going to say, I didn't have not heard of Fussville.
I'm concerned about the creative writing process, and I am a librarian, so obviously writing is really important, and I think we should support all writers, and if we don't support them with our dollars, we might lose the good people we have.
Yeah, well, there we go. What can a TV viewer who supports writers do about this? Anything, Joanne?
Well, you know, I always say it's kind of like voting. You know, you only have one vote, and you can use it or not. It's a little more complicated when it comes to TV. You can write to the studios. You can write to the networks. The Sunday Journal Sentinel publishes the addresses, I believe, every week, and that information is all also available at jsonline.com. It's just a few clicks away from the homepage.
Okay. Well, we have an open line now. A lot of people calling in and then hanging up or just leaving a message. It's a talk show. You can talk on the air. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison. 263-1890. Do you have a reaction to this strike by the Writers Guild of America? Do you have a question about why the Hollywood writers are on strike? Do you have a question about a favorite TV show, perhaps, and how this strike will affect a favorite TV show? Do you care? Are you bummed that we are already getting reruns of some of the more popular daily shows? Are you concerned that more reality TV shows could be on the way? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. A couple of callers must have missed as well. Concerned about Lost. What did you say was going to happen with Lost, Joanne?
Lost is coming back. I don't know that it has a date yet, but I think it's probably February. And they're expected to have only 8 of the 16 episodes that they need for their season ready. So, you know, it'll go on for 2 months. And then if the strike lasts long enough, it will go off or go into reruns.
Yeah. And any popular series that are in no jeopardy whatsoever?
There's a number of them. Mm-hmm. Let's see, I'm just looking down the list here. Dirty Sexy Money, which is one of the big hits this year, will have between 11 and 13 episodes completed. Brothers and Sisters will have 11 or 12 episodes completed. Of course, that's not the full season of 22, but it's a good start. Scrubs is in some jeopardy. This is its last season, Scrubs on mm-hmm. NBC. Very popular show that a lot of people have very sort of strong feelings about. I have to say it's been one of my favorite comedies for years. They've only completed about 12 of their order of 18. And, you know, this could jeopardize their final season.
What about Law and Order? Just kidding, because they're in repeats all over the place.
Law and Order doesn't start till, and boy, they, you know, hardly a day passes that I don't get a question about it from somebody at work or by email or some anxious caller. Well, where's Law and Order? I can't find it. Law and Order has been moved to Sundays and doesn't start till after football.
Mm.
So let's see if my little cheat sheet has anything to say about Law and Order and what they're up to. It doesn't seem to say.
Let's take a call. Steve in Rice Lake. Hi, Steve.
Yeah, hi. Hey, I was just wondering, how does this affect shows like your documentary-type shows, like on the History Channel and A&E? And then I was wondering if your guests had any information on what happened with Battlestar Galactica on Sci-Fi.
I have a thing on Battlestar Galactica from Sci-Fi. It says here has 10 hours of episodes plus a two-hour movie to air this fall.
Yeah, in fact, the two-hour movie is coming up in a couple of weeks, I think, Razor. I'm sorry, what was that? What was the first question?
What about any shows that are on the History Channel or documentaries? Does this strike?
No, those are done. I'm not sure what the Writers Guild coverage is for that, to be honest, but those shows are done far enough out so that the scripts for them certainly were written long ago. It's not going to affect that sort of documentary program. Mm-hmm. If, in fact, the Writers Guild covers those people at all, and I'm going to go out on a limb here and say I don't think it does, but you won't be seeing an effect in documentaries on TV.
Stephen Wapaka, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I've got a question and a comment. The question is, why is it called a strike if their contract is up? Why wouldn't it be called something else? It's kind of a semantics question, I guess. And then my comment is, thankfully, this doesn't affect football, and I'll take my comments off the air.
Darn it.
No, no writing in football. Absolutely no writing. I have no idea. I mean, I always assumed that when your contract is up and you can't reach an agreement and you walk out, it's a strike. Beats me.
Yeah, I mean they're out on a picket line. They are not writing scripts anymore. So
right.
they're striking.
Right. Right. The contract expired, and a new one has not has not been authorized.
Thanks very much, Joanne, for being with us.
My pleasure.
Joanne Weintraub is TV critic for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking with us about the Hollywood writers' strike. Thanks to Leo Duran for producing the hour and to Christina Taylor for on-air production. Thank you for listening and for calling in. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.